Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steelers offseason, according to Kevin Colbert, they're done for now. They added an XFL player today, reportedly. But for now, what you see is what you get with them. The moves they've made, doesn't expect anything major to happen between now and the draft. So that would mean for guys like Chris Smuller and Andrew Filippone, myself, that the Jameis Winston thing isn't going to happen. We're joined right now by one of our favorite guests, Solomon Wilcott, former NFL defensive back, now with Pro Football Focus. And whether you love fantasy football, gambling, or just an armchair GM, make sure you go to PFF.com to get premium stats and analysis. Use code RADIO to get 25% off your Elite subscription today. Solomon, now that the Steelers are pretty much saying they're going to sit the rest of free agency out, where do you put them in the AFC pecking order with Ben Roethlisberger coming back and with the roster they have right now?
Well, I think you've got to, for the Baltimore Ravens, you've got to have to like them adding Calais Campbell. I think that's huge for their defense because where they could get better is on their defensive line. You and I both know it. Their secondary is loaded. I mean, just loaded. So I'm going to say right now Baltimore is probably sitting at number one, Pittsburgh two, Cleveland three, Cincinnati still in that fourth position. But you and I both know the difference between one and two, between Baltimore and Pittsburgh. That's not that big of a difference, particularly when Big Ben, with him coming back.
Solomon, what was your opinion of the Eric Ebron signing by the Steelers?
I like it. You and I both know the tight end position is something that's been lacking. Vance McDonald came in 1 year, gave him something. They've had a player here and there, but not since, you know, maybe Heath Miller, where they've been very consistent at that position. I love what Heath Miller brought to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was so good in so many different areas. And I'm not saying Ebron's going to be that. He's kind of become a journeyman, sort of looking for a home. I did think, thought he played the last couple of years. I thought he played well for the Colts. But he's a guy that's capable of producing so much more than maybe what he has in recent years, where he's kind of been an underachiever until he got to Indianapolis, where he played more like what you expect. So let's hope that you get the tight end that was in Indy and not the one that was in Detroit.
Solomon, I've had people tell me that he's the anti-Heath Miller, that he doesn't block, that he doesn't, like, if he's not getting the ball enough, he's going to pop off to people, which I think he's very talented and it's worth the risk. But I've been told if Steelers fans think they're getting a Heath Miller clone, they're nuts.
Oh, no. No way. No way. Listen, you got to understand, I have high praise for Heath Miller. I mean, I've always told him that. In fact, I remember before going into the draft that year, I said, this is the player the Pittsburgh Steelers need. He is a tried and true. He was a Steeler guy before he was a Steeler. I had him as one of those players that would really change the offense, and his career went just about like what I thought it would. No, Eric Ebron is no Heath Miller. That I'm not even going to put that on Eric Ebron because Heath Miller was so good. As a run blocker, he was devastating. If you wanted to run a tight end screen with him, you could. He was a blue-collar Pittsburgh Steeler guy through and through. And Ebron is more of a receiving tight end, nowhere near the blocker that Miller was. And I don't think the coaching staff believes that at all.
Solomon, how do you explain, like, there might not be a good explanation for this. It might just be one of those things that is, and people have to deal with it. But the drops for Eric Ebron, I think he was first among tight ends in drop percentage last year. He was second in 2018, even in his breakout year, he was dropping a lot of passes. Is there a reason for that? Is there something correctable there, or is that just what this guy is?
No, you and I both know there are some guys kind of have to live with it, right? They're gonna put it on the ground, I don't think you can run from it. I don't think you can hide from the fact that the guy is a high volume guy who tends to drop a few passes, but he also tends to pull in a few maybe that you don't expect. He's one of those kind of guys. But that's why a former first round pick finds himself becoming a journeyman, where it's a 1-year deal here, a 2-year deal there. Even though he's got this first-round pedigree, the upside with Eric is phenomenal. It's just that, you know, when people see first-round grade next to your name, they expect you to be maybe a little more perfect than you are. And so when you do drop one, people are a little bit more disappointed. But at the end of the day, that's your job. You got to catch it when it's thrown to you. And if you don't, you're going to find yourself moving on from team to team. And that's kind of what's happened with Ebron.
Solomon Wilcots, Pro Football Focus, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Solomon, a couple of things that are controversial right now in Pittsburgh. We'll get to the Jameis Winston idea in a second, but I want to ask you about the way the Steelers went out and paid a big price for a fullback/special teams player in Derek Watt. In your opinion, was that a good move or a bad move?
To me, you tell me how you're going to use them. If you're going to use them like Kyle Juszczyk, and say the 49ers offense, where he can block, he can catch, he can run it a little bit, he can run some screens, but if you match him up with linebackers, he's going to dominate when it comes to receiving and catching the ball. To Juszczyk, that impacts the Niners offense in a huge way. And you know what? Derek Watt has some of that Juszczyk to him. I'd like to see more of it, more versatility. But if that's how they're going to use him and he's going to impact the offense that way, then I would say, okay, I'm buying into it. But the large portion of me says, no, I think it's an overreach, but I'm going to take a wait-and-see approach in terms of how they're going to implement him in the offense. And if he impacts it in a way that a Kyle Juszczyk does for the 49ers, then I could see it. I could buy that.
Solomon, independent of Ben Roethlisberger presumably being healthy and that obviously being a massive upgrade at starting quarterback for the Steelers, how do you rank their actual offseason, the Wormley trade, the two free agent acquisitions we talked about? Like, I know Pro Football Focus did their own rankings of these, the free agent period. How do you put it? Average, below average, above average? Where do you come down?
I'm going to go with the average. I'll just go with that, you know, because I just think that when you make certain moves, you do it, I think, with a plan in mind, okay? And if you've got that plan in mind, you better be able to really implement it. In other words, if you're going to go with Eric Ebron, okay, then it better pay off for you, okay? Because you could have had maybe an Austin Hooper, right? You could have gone in a different direction and did so much better. But if that's the direction you're going to go in, it better pay off for you. And we have no way of knowing how that's going to operate. If you're going to use Watt as a fullback, if you're going to use him primarily as a blocker, then no, I'm saying no, that's not a good way to spend the resources. But if you're going to use him as this versatile weapon who can do a lot of multiple things in the offense, then that to me says, okay, now I can really buy it. So right now I'm going to say that I'm very lukewarm on this because I'm just not sure how they're going to implement those players and how productive those players are going to be, particularly when you could have went out and maybe got some other guys and did much better. But they could have certainly done much worse.
Solomon, how about Jameis Winston as the Steelers' backup? How does that hit you?
You know, I like it. I just like it because we know currently you need more than what you got, okay? Hey, listen, whether Mason Rudolph is the guy of the future, I don't know. I think after what we saw last year, there's a lot of room for improvement. And Duck Hodges, a lot of room for improvement. Now, you and I know the Steelers can't go into 2020 with Ben Roethlisberger and nothing else behind them. And so I just think that they've got to have something more in terms of a quarterback who's got greater experience, that if Ben goes down, and hopefully Ben doesn't, if Ben goes down, they can really bring someone in with greater experience who's capable of being prolific. Jameis Winston can do that. He had a phenomenal season in 2019. However, someone's got to coach those interceptions out of him. Bruce Arians wasn't able to do it. We'll just have to see if the Steelers can do it. But maybe he needs to watch. Maybe he needs to sit back. But he's definitely, I think, a quality backup who's capable of maybe having that Ryan Tannehill-type year. If it works for the Steelers, if Ben can't play, that Jameis Winston gets in and becomes the guy that we all think he can be, man, that means the team's going to go pretty far.
Solomon, we'll let you go on this one. The Cleveland Browns, I think they actually are now back-to-back off-season champs with the moves that they've made this year. Do you like them? Is this team finally going to turn a corner with Kevin Stefanski, or are they more just spinning their wheels, hammering the gas pedal while the car is still in neutral?
Yeah, you do like the acquisitions, though. You kind of like some of the guys that they brought in, starting with Austin Hooper, a tight end. But no, I know about Stefanski is really what I was saying that the Browns should have done last year with Baker Mayfield. Freddie Kitchens was so overmatched because the things he was asking Baker to do, the offensive line wasn't even capable of protecting long enough for them to play that style of football. They should have gone back to implementing the run game and relying on Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt later in the year. And then going play action pass, which it helps the offensive line to hold a beat longer. It helps the receivers to get down the field a beat longer and get open. And it really does clear up some of the coverage schemes that become more complex. Against play action, coverage has to declare right away. So play action was the way to go. We all know that Kirk Cousins last year in Minnesota was one of the best, and their usage of play action in Minnesota was one of the best. That's what they're bringing to Cleveland. That's what you should be doing with Baker Mayfield. So if they implement the offense, I think they're going to implement and emphasize the things that I know they should, then I expect Baker to have a much better year in 2020 than he did in 2019.
The wisdom of Solomon, Solomon Wilcott's Pro Football Focus. We always appreciate the insights, Solomon. Thank you.
Appreciate you having me, guys. All the best to you. Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.